a response to North Korea.
It absolutely has changed the game.
President Trump is off to Poland
for meetings on the world stage.
A congressman criticized
for shooting a video in a Nazi gas chamber.
Good morning. I'm Bill Rakoff with the CBS World News Roundup. There's been a response to North Korea's intercontinental ballistic missile launch. More from CBS News Pentagon correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The U.S. and South Korean militaries held a joint exercise in response to the North Korean missile test. It involved firing missiles into the waters off South Korea. A statement says the system used can be rapidly deployed and can engage a full array of targets.
The president tweeted a short time ago, trade between China and North Korea grew almost 40% in the first quarter. So much for China working with us, but we had to give it a try. CBS's Chip Reed at the White House with more on the U.S. reaction to the North Korean launch.
Trump administration officials held two conference calls to discuss the situation. The U.N. Security Council will convene an emergency meeting this afternoon. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called for global action in response to a global threat, adding that the U.S. will never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea.
CBS senior national security analyst Fran Townsend on where we go from here.
China is going to have to really seriously implement. The reason we're hearing President Trump's unhappy is we know that 80% of the sort of supply chain into the program in North Korea comes through China still. Their great fear is an increased U.S. presence if the North Korean government falls. And so instead of dancing around that issue, we're going to have to put that on the table while still reassuring our South Korean allies. And so it's a delicate dance.
So what's China's position on all of this? CBS's Ben Tracy is in Beijing.
You get the sense here in Beijing that there is not a lot of appetite for more sanctions in terms of the Chinese government. They feel they have done what they can do. They have, you know, stopped buying coal from North Korea. They've curbed some of their oil imports to North Korea.
President Trump is on his way to Poland for a meeting with that country's leadership before heading to the G20 in Hamburg, Germany. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is in Warsaw this morning.
The president arrives here in Warsaw tonight. Tomorrow, he'll meet with the president of Poland and give a speech at the memorial to the Warsaw Uprising, which honors the hundreds of thousands of Poles who died fighting the Nazis. From here, he's off to Hamburg, Germany, and intense talks with world leaders at the G20 summit. The North Korean threat is suddenly top of mind, but the leaders will also seek assurances from Mr. Trump on climate change, following his decision to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Accord. He'll have his first face-to-face meeting with Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of the summit. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Warsaw.
A Republican congressman from Louisiana causing a stir for a video he recorded from inside the gas chambers at the Auschwitz concentration camp in Poland. CBS's Vicky Barker joins us live from London.
Used to kill 1.1 million innocent civilians.
There's no doubt Congressman Clay Higgins' tone was reverent when he suggested on camera that one lesson of the Holocaust is the need for strengthened national security.
This is why Homeland Security must be squared away, why our military must be invincible.
But officials at the Auschwitz Memorial say a gas chamber is not a stage, but a place for silent reflection. Bill?
An NYPD officer is dead after she was apparently ambushed while sitting in her patrol car. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced the death of 48-year-old Officer Mio Sotis Familia. She was shot just after midnight with her partner sitting next to her.
A female police officer attacked out of nowhere.
CBS's Don Daler says police found the gunman identified as Alexander Bonds a short distance away.
There was a foot chase and a shootout afterwards. Bonds was killed by police. An innocent bystander was injured, shot in the stomach, but is reportedly in stable condition.
A spokesman for the department calls Familia's death a clear assassination. Wildfires in the West are keeping fire crews busy. CBS's Jamie Yukas in L.A. with more.
No rest late into the night for Southern California firefighters.
This fire is burning uphill.
A water-dropping helicopter worked into the early morning hours to try to contain the fire, which continued to burn about 20 miles east of Los Angeles. It came after a day of fighting fast-moving wildfires across the Southland. A wildfire in a farming community about 40 miles east of L.A.
It went up fast.
Those living here work quickly to move their animals and livestock out of harm's way.
My country too.
America celebrated its 241st birthday yesterday. In Washington, Trace Adkins led the crowd on PBS's A Capitol Fourth. Meanwhile, at the White House... President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump hosted a picnic for military families on the South Lawn.
I pledge my unwavering support for you, for your families, and your missions.
There was more pageantry in Boston. And from Minneapolis to Pittsburgh, San Francisco, and cities and towns large and small, fireworks lit up the nighttime sky. This woman on Chicago's Navy Pier.
This is one of the awesome fireworks in Chicago.
And a huge production at NBC's Macy's 4th of July celebration in New York. Volvo is leaving the combustion engine behind in favor of electric cars. More from WWJ's Jeff Gilbert in Detroit.
By 2019, all Volvos will be gasoline-electric hybrids. In a company video, CEO Håkan Samuelsson says they'll add 5 pure electric models between 2019 and 2021.
We are convinced that the future of Volvo is electric.
Volvo sold about 500,000 cars last year and is trying to grow its presence in markets like the U.S. that are tightening environmental rules. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
A new report is suggesting that more millennials are having strokes. The article in Scientific American quotes experts and government data to show the millennials in the Midwest and West have seen increases in strokes in millennials. The report seems to indicate larger cities have seen the increases more than rural areas. You're listening to the World News Roundup, winner of the Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Newscast 4 years in a row. A mishap involving several riders has marred the Tour de France. More from CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris.
British rider Mark Cavendish is out of the race after suffering a fractured shoulder in a serious crash just ahead of the stage finishing line. World champion Peter Sagan is also out, disqualified for causing the crash. Cavendish was on the inside by the barriers as Sagan elbowed him out of the way. As he fell to the ground, two riders right behind him couldn't help but ride over him. It was unclear if it was accidental or deliberate, but the race jury ruled Sagan endangered other participants. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Officials in Massachusetts investigating a massive honeybee kill that's almost wiped out a hive of 80,000 bees. Experts say as many as 60,500 bee kills have all overall. They say one of the biggest kills they've ever seen. That's the World News Roundup for July 5th, 2017. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.